That's four straight wins now for Wigan Warriors. Was that the best of them?
Yeah, it was. It was impressive that fell out. The way we attacked was very, very crisp and our skill was good. We were pretty unstoppable. To get a start like we did with the middles earning us a field position and our edges showing skill, which were the way that we did, that was really impressive for me and it gave us a good foothold on the game.
The nilling is one thing I know you like. If you concentrated on that this week, given you were very critical of your own defence at Wakefield.
Yeah, yeah, we weren't good enough. You know, we switched off mentally at Wakefield, but today I thought we were very, very good. Forcing errors with just aggressive D, and we have memories of going to OKR and the way they behaved on that win, which was pretty poor. And that was a real motivator for us, but you know, I'm not going to get carried away. It was a good win today, but they're pretty busted, and I'm sure it'll be a different challenge in 2 weeks.
What were you actually saying to a side when you look at that Cole Kingston Rovers team tonight, and you said it, busted? I know you want to win the match, but what's the real aim here?
To stay mentally tough and to get in the habit of killing teams off, and that's what we did. You know, we built pressure and we kept pressure on them, and every time we put a ball down, that's just a pressure release, and that's what we're trying to get out of our game. And I thought for large periods of the game, we did that today.
That left edge had a field day, didn't it?
Oh yeah, that was good. Great skill, and you know we knew that was the way to go. But you know, I thought our medals were superb. I have to give them a big rap. They've been under the pump about running our butt today. I thought they were very, very impressive.
And they were just chewing up the meters, weren't they?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they ran in good shape. They ran hard. I've got some, you know, big mobile medals, and I was really impressed with them. But, you know, I know for a fact in a few weeks' time, they're going to be a different challenge then.
I was going to pick out players there. You said about the way you were scoring tries. Another hat-trick for Budgie, Joe Burgess there. Back-to-back hat-tricks for him. What about George Williams, though? That try he scored was a real eye-catcher for me tonight. That was a classy halfback score.
It was, and you know, and I know the stick he's had this year, and what I've had about picking him, and he's now slowly gripping the team and showing what he can do, so I've been really, really impressed. And I know how good of a player he is. And
Has the criticism been noted by him as he spoke to you about?
Yeah, because he lives in Wigan, and you know, he's had some terrible things said to him, and which is really disappointing. But you know, it's my job to make sure
this
that.
This is a kid we're talking about as well. Isn't
yeah,
it?
Young Wigan kid, which is pretty poor for me. But you know, but he's a mentally tough kid, and he comes back and shows a good performance like that. But you know, he's going to improve and get better every game.
You've got another home game coming up, then followed by a rash of away games. How important is this win against, or how important is it to beat Castleford next week? Never mind the fact you owe them one.
Yeah, it's really important because we're on a good run, and you know, we want to stay as high up in the table as we can. And you know, this loss against OKR last time we played them really hurt us, and because we know every game matters, and so we can't slip up. You know, this game will mean nothing if we get turned up next week. So we need to be making sure that we turn up with the same attitude next week.
The defeat at Hull KR hurt you? What about that nightmare at Castleford? That must still haunt you, mustn't it?
That's the worst of my career, and that's what I'm thinking about now. Our preparation will be good. We've got a decent turnaround, and you know, Castle.
Good side.
Yeah, a good team, and they always play well here. But we know what we need to do, and we'll be challenging them, and hopefully putting things right.
One thing I've got to ask you about the table now: there's Leeds, Saints, and you, 4 points clear of the rest. Is the top four already done? Seriously, that far ahead?
If I'm honest with you, Phil, I don't look at that. The only thing I'm concentrating on is the next two games, Cass and the OKR game. That's the gospel truth. I'm real simple about making sure my preparation's good and working with staff and make sure that the players get everything they need. And the only thing I'm bothered about is getting 2 points and making sure that we're real, real professional against a really good Cass team.